Welcome back to another Pastoral Care Ministry Team podcast. I'll be your host today, Pastor Blake, joined with Donald Henry. How you doing, Donald?
I'm doing wonderful, Pastor Blake. Thanks for having me.
Today we're going to be talking about how to end well. How do you end each session well, and ultimately, how would we end the relationship altogether? So can you help us with that?
Oh, absolutely. This is can be a pretty challenging for both the person that we're seeing and for the pastoral care ministry member, is how do you end a relationship? If you think about it, most relationships end on a sour note, you know? And yeah. So what I want to do, though, is go to how you end a session well. And a part of ending well in a session is doing a quick recap or review, number one. Number two, it's asking the person that you're speaking to what is one thing they can take away with, or what was something that stuck out to them. And number three, if that one thing is pretty significant, or if they're not quite sure, then you can give them a homework assignment to, here again, reinforce the one thing that they said that stuck out in that particular session with you. And so ultimately, you do want to end in prayer.
That's good.
And we was just talking earlier about how it is a good idea. You've developed a relationship with that person, and you've prayed on several occasions. Now, because of that relationship, you want to ask them if they feel comfortable to lead the prayer.
Yep. And it's good because prayer is always inviting God back into the situation, back into the relationship, and letting everyone know, hey, this is, we need God to get us through this.
Absolutely. Now, the relationship overall, how do we end well in that relationship? One is that we review with them the progress that they've already made, the goals that was established, the progress that was made. In other words, we're edifying them, we're building them up, because we're, you know, Jesus is a good example of ending well. You know, in Matthew 28:11, he says, go therefore, you know, and make disciples, baptizing
them in the name of the
Father, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, making disciples of all the nations.
Yes.
But then he says, and then teaching them to observe all things that I have taught you. And so Jesus is reminding his disciples of the things that they learned, and that they were able to teach those things. He was edifying them and he was building them up. And so a way to end well in that relationship is to review the things, the accomplishments that they've made thus far in that relationship or in those sessions. And number two, it helps to instill confidence in the individual that, okay, I'm about to end this relationship. Okay, I know I'm going to do well because you just reminded me of the tools you've given me and the things I've already accomplished. Because there's going to be some anxiety about that. As a matter of fact, and when oftentimes it's not uncommon when you get ready to end well, sometimes they create new problems. Almost right. Sense of self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
Simply because partly they don't have the confidence or lacking confidence they're going to do well without your assistance. And of course, we know that's not true, because ultimately it's the Holy Spirit that is the counsel.
That's right. That's right.
And so that's another important reason why you want to end in prayer, is you leading them to the ultimate counselor, which is the Holy Spirit. And so number four is affirming and validating them. You're in a sense blessing them. You're sending them off with a blessing. You're going to do well. I'm confident in you. Look at all that you've accomplished. You know, these are things that you've done.
Right.
Not that I've done.
Right.
You did the work.
That's good.
And being able to share with them that they've done the work and they can continue to do the work is really important. And then, of course, because of the anxiety that they may still be having, and this is what Jesus told the disciples toward the end, he says, I will be with you always. So in other words, Jesus was reassuring them that he's not just going to leave them hanging, that he's going to be there with them. And so the fourth one is you leave the door open. hey, I have confidence in you. I know you're going to do well. But if you just happen to fall or you just need a booster, hey, the door is always open.
That's right. That's right. That's good. And Don, I want to remind everyone that one of our goals in the pastoral care ministry team is to provide the next step for people.
Absolutely.
It's we don't want the session to be centered around us and what we can provide for them, because we're not going to be able to meet everybody's needs. Yes, God is going to use us, is going to give us wisdom to help these people. One of the best things that we can do for them is to get them connected to the ministry at Church of the King that is already established. We have great small groups. We have great support groups. Or sometimes we even need to refer out, and we have another session where we'll be talking about referring. But the point is that if we're constantly thinking about what is the next step for this person, we're not just ending the relationship and cutting them off from all relationships. Maybe our time with them is ending, but it's really a transition from our relationship to getting them connected to other relationships. Because ultimately, we want these people connected in community.
Absolutely. And if I can add one other thing, Pastor Blake, and that is, it requires both parties to exercise faith. Because, you know, as a pastor care ministry member, I have to realize that we're co-laborers, that God never intended for me to meet all of their needs.
That's right.
We know that God sends one to sow the seed, one to water it.
That's right.
But ultimately, he gives the increase. So you're absolutely right. We want to make sure that each individuals are connected into a community with resources that are available that they may have upcoming needs that can be addressed.
That's exactly right. All right, so just to recap, how do we end well? One, we want to review the progress that was made. Man, look how far you've come. Look what happened. Look what you used to be here, now you're here. Man, you've made some tremendous progress. Secondly is to instill confidence. Hey, I believe in you. You can do this. Which leads into number three, to affirm and validate. We're putting our blessing upon them. God is with you. God is for you. Fourthly is to leave the door open. Say, look, if you ever want to come back, I'm always available for you. And then lastly is we always want to provide the next step for people. We should be doing that in every session, but we want to make sure that if we're going to be ending our relationship with them, that they are connected to other relationships in the church to continue their growth and their relationship with God. Thank you so much for joining us. This concludes today's session.